celebrity time on the radio. We have two celebrities on the Good Day program. The Boomer Broads are here. Actually, we have one new Boomer Broad, but she's in the same category. So Anne-Marie is here as one of the, she's one of the usual Boomer Broads, but Roberta Fasanelli joins you, Anne-Marie. So Anne-Marie and Roberta instead of Anne-Marie and Janet today. And as a matter of fact, they have both taken, they're in, Anne-Marie and Roberta are in a contest. And I don't think that either of them knew that the other one had entered the contest. They are both applying to see if they can be the person most likely to be Lady Gaga's mother.
What? Well, I have a daughter her age, so I guess so.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. Right.
So do I.
Yeah. All right, there you go.
Jeez, I didn't know that, but that really opens up all sorts of possibilities for me.
That's perfect. Exactly.
I thought you were the only celebrity on the show.
Everybody's a celebrity here. Everybody is a celebrity because everybody is important.
Equal opportunity celebrity.
Exactly. Along with being important, your opinion is important. So I'm going to start right out of the box with you. Our poll today at Doug Stephan, Stephan.com, asks, who needs our help more?
I just voted, actually.
Libya? All right, what'd you vote for? Who'd you vote for?
I voted for Japan.
Yeah, I'm mesmerized
by that. And most of your listeners are doing that.
Yeah. You're mesmerized by which facet of this?
By the magnitude of the tragedy. And I think one of the things that we proposed to you was, you know, to talk about what would we do if something...
What would you do?
Honest to God, I have been racking my brain to come up with a thoughtful, compassionate response to that question, and I don't know.
Well, the question, what would you do if you were involved in one of these, or what would you do to help?
Oh, what would I do to help? Anything I could, of course, but no, what would I do if I were involved in one of these? What would I do?
I don't think you can possibly imagine, unless you were confronted with a situation like a whole bunch of other things. People can rattle off a lot of giggly-boogly bunk, they're not going to. How do you know unless your adrenaline is at the point? Can you imagine being, let's say you were in the 13th story of a building and you're looking out the window, and by the way, you're listening to all the noise, the building moves back and forth 8 feet, everything outside, inside is crashing down, and you look out and you see this wave of water headed at you, and you don't know, because you can't tell distance sometimes, perception, whether it's tall enough, because water is very deceiving. It's coming at you, and you don't know what the real level is. So you may be on the 13th floor, but it could be that the water is 100 feet high and gets up as high as the 13th floor. I don't think any of us, unless we've been in something that has been so... We've had experience that's been so close to death. I don't think you can come even close to appreciating what those people have been through.
So the question is: have you ever been? Not that anything close, God forbid, but have you ever been in some kind of a natural disaster? And I mean, I've been in hurricanes because I grew up in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, thank God I have not. But has any one of you ever been?
Oh, Roberta? I've been a couple of times.
In what circumstance?
That's why I know what I would do in a circumstance
like that. Earthquake? You've been in an earthquake?
No, not in an earthquake, but I've been in two instances where the weather put my life really at risk.
Were you in the boat at the time?
One time was in the boat, yes.
Wow.
And I remember saying to my husband that boy, if we survive this, we're pretty damn good sailors.
Uh-huh.
And another time was in a small aircraft in a raging blizzard about 1,000 feet from the top of the Swiss Alps.
Where
I was absolutely certain that was it. And then another time was scuba diving. Where I remember, okay, if you panic, you're dead.
Mm-hmm. Are you got what, six more lives to go? Or?
Yeah. So, but I know that in a lot of circumstances like that, what goes through my mind whenever I'm in a circumstance where there is real danger involved, I just go into risk management. You tend to look at
what is that?
You look at it and you say, okay, what can I do here? What is happening? What can I do? And I also tend to become a leader. I tend to take charge and tell people, okay, this is what we need to do now. Because it makes you less vulnerable.
Likely to think about yourself.
Well, you're, so, you're, so, yeah, you're not flying the plane, so what could you do? What did you do?
I started leading people in prayer.
God, good for you. That's
so
great.
I started doing. I started saying Hail Marys out loud, even though I'm not, you know, particularly. I'm very spiritual. I'm not particularly religious, but I started saying Hail Marys out loud.
Really?
With the incident with the boat, we were just saying, okay, you know, there was a storm on our tail, a ferry ahead of us, and we were caught in between the two of them,
oh,
and the seas were really heavy. And it was like, okay, what do we need to do here? You know, even if it's a matter of, you know, destroying sails or demasting the boat, what do we need to do here to survive?
Mm-hmm.
And with the scuba diving, it was basically, okay, if you panic, you're dead. I remember looking out and saying, okay, I really don't want to die here because they'll never find my body and I'll become fish food. And I was completely alone.
You were under the water? You were under?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm being dragged down very deep by a rip current.
Oh, my God. That's my biggest fear. I think we've talked about this before.
With my hands, drowning. With my hands bloodied from trying to grab coral to hang on.
Have you ever? There's nothing. I was caught in the Palm Beach. I was out about 140, 150 feet. I got caught into the tide and into the current and got this. There was a day where you could walk or almost you're up to your neck, but you could get out to the sandbar. And so I went out and was playing, this was quite a long time ago, and came back, and the current started to pull me, and under it went, and I came up, and I'm a strong physical human being, but I'm not a strong swimmer, per se, but I pulled myself, I could feel myself as if I were pulling against something.
Oh, yeah.
And what that does to your psyche, what it does to your body, I think people refer to it as the fight or flight syndrome, where you're doing everything, some of it instinctive, some of it you actually think about, but you're in save mode. And so if you haven't been there, and Anne-Marie, it sounds like you haven't been there.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, and it's so good
for
you.
But you can't panic. That's the one thing, is that you cannot panic.
But that's what most people do.
I honestly worry that I would.
Oh, yeah,
you can't. If you panic, in fact, my youngest daughter, we're going scuba diving over Easter break, and she's going to be getting her certification. And every day I tell her two things: don't panic, and exhale on your way up.
Yeah.
And I'm just drilling it into her head because if you don't do either of those two things, you will die.
All right, we have a conversation going about how you react in circumstances where you're racing against a tide, racing against time, you're racing against some disaster. How does it make you think? How do you feel? Have you actually put yourself into that position? Unless you've been there, you may not be able to, so you live vicariously through Roberta's experience. I'll tell you about a flight through a tornado.
Oh,
and
God.
What that was all about. You talk about wanting to change your underwear.
Oh,
Anne-Marie and Roberta at 15 after on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals by Bare Essentials is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We're letting everyone who calls try America's number one mineral makeup risk-free. Just call 1-800-507-3985 to find out how. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour Magazine as a magic eraser. Allure Magazine, InStyle, and Elle Magazines, and Leaders in Beauty continue to rave about about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. Now you can participate in our nationwide giveaway and see for yourself. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation risk-free. And we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-507-3985 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-507-3985.
Live from Progressive.
It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited, not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
All right, 17 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, say it again, Doug. Roberta Fasanelli and Anne-Marie Rowan. Anne-Marie Rowan, there I am again.
Oh, I love it when you do that.
It is really amazing how I remember you and how I put where that, it's like, hello, that's
I remember
it.
Me. That's good, Doug. At my age, I get up, I look in the mirror, and I say, who's in the house?
So we're discussing natural disasters and how you might work in a circumstance. Quick story about a plane trip that I took in 1982. I flew with a colleague of mine I had to go to Little Rock, and the plane was a Delta shot, so we had to change planes in Atlanta. Got on a 727 and headed south. Now, I remember looking at the weather that morning, the old ABC weatherman, and he was going through charts and graphs about how horrible the weather is going to be in the Mid-South. And I thought, I'm going to fly into this. Well, taking off from Atlanta, about an hour into what would be an hour and 45-minute flight at the most. You look out one side of the plane. On the right-hand side, looks like night. Left-hand side, sunny, beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And the plane's beginning to twist around a little bit. And so the captain comes on and says, we're going to be late getting into New Orleans because there's a storm. He doesn't say what it is. He says there's thunderstorms and stuff to the right. So we're going to go around the storms and down below and then come back into New Orleans, but we'll lose about 30 minutes. Okay, well, about 5-6 minutes after he says that, the plane takes a nosedive. You know how when the air grabs the plane and it is kind of blonkety, blonkety, bang, boom? So anyway, then it gets worse and it gets in. And you can feel the plane sort of going, banking to the left and trying to get away from what it really can't get away from fast enough. What we were in the throes of a tornado that was going through northern Louisiana, and the wind currents grabbed that plane and did everything but toss it upside down. Every bin opened, everything came out, the plane twisting, and people screaming.
Were they screaming or were they silent?
Screaming, no, screaming. And so
what were you doing?
I was holding on to the woman that I was with, and I needed a change of underwear when I got on the ground.
I hope so.
Yeah. And
were you
so,
screaming or were you like what?
No, I was quiet. I was quiet, but I was really scared. And so I said to her when we landed, I said to the pilot. Pilot said, hey, we were as scared as you. We let the stick go because the plane's just going to go where it's going to go anyway.
Oh,
and we were just as scared as you were. So it makes you think, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
What happens when you're confronted with that? Anne-Marie, thank you. 21 after and good day.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, this path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
.org.
Happy to know that the first legislation to prohibit gambling was enacted in Boston on this date in 1630. How long, go back in your mind, those of you who have gambled at all in your life, to when you think, what is there about gambling? I told you last week when I was in Las Vegas, I sat at the one-armed bandit thinking, you know, everybody would like to have a little
test
more
your
dough.
Luck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I put $5 like a dolt in there. Very nice lady came up to give me change. $5.
She asked for change.
No, no.
$5.
No, I had $5 and I wanted singles. So I got the $5 and I said, how's the luck here? She pointed over to a machine. She said, somebody won $20,000 there the other night. And I said,
don't play that one then.
No, exactly. Yeah, that's a stay away from that one. Yeah, but isn't it amazing how it is the spirit of the human being, the human condition being what it is? We are very complicated. You know, some people say, oh, I'm a really simple person. There's nothing about any human being that exists on the planet that's simple. I don't think we're simple at all. I think we're complex. I think we're very interesting. I think it's frustrating because we are all, you know, people say, well, we're so similar. People sometimes think like attracts and others say opposite attracts. But there's so much difference. It gets right down into the nitty-gritty of our makeup, our chemistry, and what it is that flows through our bodies and how our minds work. It really is. And so many people try to find reasons to either be together with someone that you think agrees with you on important things about life, and then others, they find a lot of reason to stay away from people they don't agree with, whereas I find people who are not in agreement with me to be stimulating. Isn't I always try to, like, again, I was talking about the politics of being involved in the local discussions, listening to some of the people running for school board and other slots talk about their what their priorities were, or sometimes they were telling the audience what they thought the audience wanted to hear. The chairman of the board of selectmen came in and sat down next to me, and we were talking, and he said to me, there isn't a vote to be had in the room. And I looked at him and I said, what do you mean? He said, everybody who's here has made up their minds. They're just here to support whoever their favorite candidates are.
Right.
And I thought, at the time, well, I wasn't.
How true is that, though? It's
well, I have made up my mind what I'm going to do in terms of the Board of Selectmen. And this guy who's the chairman happens to be somebody who's up for re-election. And he and I have gotten to know each other better over the last year or so because we've had a couple of run-ins. But we have a cordial relationship, and I actually like the guy. I don't necessarily like what he's doing, but I like him as a person. And so anyway, but the essence of watching these people squirm as questions are asked to them back to why does anybody want to do this? And there are good people who have good intentions. There are some people who sound better than others, seem more articulate, seem more informed. But it's a heck of a job to give yourself in service for these sorts of things. Now, granted, a lot of people get something out of it here and there. But when it comes to the school board, it's pretty hard to be on a school board and get anything out of it other than the satisfaction of trying to do something well. Different if you're in the city council or on the board of selectmen. You can sometimes angle things around so that you get something out of it. But in the main, most of public service is just that. The problem is that there aren't enough people who get involved in who just really want to serve, who want to give back, who want to have a say, if you will. There's usually something else there, and that's what's tripped up the country so often. But now this is the season for local elections around the country. I think there were some local elections earlier in March. There are some around here early in April, and it's refreshing to see more and more people out. The reason that they are out, though, is because everybody's broke. And that came through more and more in the school board session last night, listening to these people talk about how we're all broke, we don't have any money, we have to cut this program, that program. And yet there are some people who just have their head in the clouds, and they think, oh, no, we have to go find more money. Where is it? It doesn't exist. And that's the challenge, I think, as more and more people. But I think more people are paying attention, and my God, I think that's a wonderful thing. Good for you. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In today's economic climate, retirement planning has become essential. Contributing to an individual retirement account, or IRA, is vital to Americans' future financial health. While financial advisors recommend that people open and contribute to IRAs as early as possible, it's never too late to begin. If you're not sure where to start, the AAA Deposit Program recommends that the first thing you need to do is decide what kind of IRA you'd like to open. One type of IRA, the Roth IRA, is funded through after-tax income. Anyone can open one as long as their income falls below the maximum specified by the IRS. You can withdraw your contributions to a Roth IRA at any time, but to withdraw earnings tax-free, you must be at least 59 and a half years old and have held the account for at least 5 years. For information about AAA's deposit program, visit AAA.com/deposits or call 1-888-728-3230. That's 1-888-728-3230.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
In the news on the Good Day program, 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour. I'm Doug. She's Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
Michael's at the controls. Okay, so I have the assignment put out there, the 2020 news. Well, this isn't really a news quiz, but it's a quickie quiz. I like to do these between 20 past the hour and 20 before the hour. So in some circumstances where it requires a little more work or focus, you have a little more time to do it before we pull the plug or the curtain on this. Okay, so our task right now sends you to the Doug Stephan website, S-T-E-P-H-N, DougStephan.com. You will find the story in there of Dr. Ted Eisenberg, who has performed more of what he's known for than anybody else in the world. He is the number one expert, the number one performer of this type of process or procedure, shall we say. So what is it that he does and has done more than anybody else? And then with that, he has kind of an interesting hobby that is connected to his work. He uses the same instruments in his hobby as he uses in his work. And the story is there at DougStephan.com. Ted Eisenberg is his name. And for the prize and the quickie quiz, which you will get in the next 5 minutes for identifying him, what he does, what his hobbies are, you'll find some neat things. We have a lot of Doug Stephan. We've really developed a little line. People say I should be selling this stuff, but I like giving it away. We have hats and T-shirts and memorabilia, that kind of stuff, sweatshirts, all kinds of things, T-shirts that have the Doug Stephan logo on. It's kind of the member of the club thing, if you will. So tell us about Ted Eisenberg, and you'll be entitled to one of those cool things. You haven't won before on the Good Day program. The word on John Travolta.
Oh.
John Travolta has a new job. He is working with Qantas Airlines. You know, he's a commercial pilot.
Yeah.
Trained as a commercial pilot. According to stories floating around today, both from America and Australia, Qantas staffers have called the new in-flight safety video, which he's done, mm-hmm. corny and tacky.
Oh.
Some of the online chat
rooms. You mean the one that they play when you first get on the
yes.
plane on how to buckle your seatbelt?
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
The clip that is being shown on Qantas now features Travolta in his pilot's uniform telling passengers, quote, "This is your captain speaking." Well, maybe not today, but I can guarantee that the people on the flight deck and the greater team here care just as much about aircraft safety as I do. I've been flying over 40 years, and as a pilot, I can tell you there's no one I'd rather have at the controls than a Qantas pilot. flight attendants are upset about being referred to as the team. What? Get a life, will you, for God's sakes? You want to play it for me, Michael?
This is your captain speaking. Well, maybe not today, but I can guarantee that the guys on the flight deck and the greater team care just as much about aircraft safety as I do. I've been flying for over 40 years as a pilot, and I can tell you there's no one I'd rather have at the controls than a Qantas pilot. So before we take off to the skies, please pay attention while the team runs through a few important safety points.
Welcome to our Qantas A380. We know you're more than capable of operating a seatbelt, but here's a few points on how this one works. Attach your seatbelt by inserting the clasp into the buckle and tighten by pulling the strap. If you are seated in first, also ensure that your sash belt is in place for takeoff and landing. Undo your seatbelt by pressing the button. You must have your seatbelt done up low and tight during takeoff, landing, and whenever the seatbelt sign is on. While seated at all other times, we require you to have your seatbelt fastened. And in the unlikely event of an emergency, it is important you are familiar with the brace position appropriate to your seat. If you can reach the seat in front of you, brace by folding your arms on the back of the seat in front and rest your forehead on your arms. If you can't reach the seat in front, put your head on your knees or lean as far forward as you can and hold onto your legs. Keep your feet firmly on the floor to prevent them from moving forward. If you are seated in first, your brace position is to sit upright, place your hands on your knees, and bring your chin towards your chest. Please take the time to check where the nearest exits are, as they vary from aircraft to aircraft. Our team is currently pointing them out. A good way of remembering the route to your nearest exit is to count the number of rows between you and that exit.
Yeah, what's the problem with referring to the group as the team? What's the matter with that? Get a life, will you, please? These people are... What do you think? The world is not going to revolve around a stewardess or a flight attendant. We need them in the plane. They do a good job, many of them, not all of them, but many of them. I like the people that I encounter most of the time. I get into a conversational mode with them as they're serving lunch or breakfast or whatever it is that we're eating on the plane, and I love to talk to people and find out what they're all about. And so, yeah, it's easy enough to do that, and I don't find them to be Jericho burgers, but some of them are. Come on, relax. Mm-hmm. It's not like this is, hello, life or death here. I suppose it could be if there's something wrong with the plane. Anyway, I think Travolta is, it's good. It would make me... I would smile if I saw John Travolta. I don't know, sometimes I listen to these blowhards who run these airlines get up there, and as they start, they announce, I'm Fred Smith, and I run this airline, and you're going to have a great time today because we're the best in the world. It's a crock. They're all the same. They all give you service only because they have to, not because they want to. So it's hooey. All right, speaking of airlines and pilots and flight attendants and stuff, there's a story about a guy named William Hammann, H-A-M-M-A-N. He is a cardiologist, but he also is a pilot for United Airlines. He taught doctors and pilots ways to keep their hearts going in case the plane got into trouble. He has for a long time been flying jumbo jets. He got a lot of money in grants, has worked at universities and hospitals. He's worked for prestigious medical groups. There was a story in the Associated Press recently featuring him leading a team training session at the American College of Cardiology. But you remember the story of the kid Frank, I want to say Atzensberger. Remember the movie that Tom Hanks and Leonardo DiCaprio were in a number of years ago about
Abagnale.
Abagnale. Thank you very much, Michael. God, I can bless you. I can always count on you. Frank Abagnale or Abagnale was the he started out as a 18 or 19 year old kid who was able to forge checks, and he became very good at it. And he went around the world. He wanted to be a pilot, and so he cashed checks he made from Pan Am. And you remember that story? Do you remember that movie? What's the movie called?
Catch Me If You Can.
Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's going to be a Broadway show soon.
Okay, so that's the story I'm talking about. So he wasn't what he seemed to be. And apparently this guy, Hammond, isn't a cardiologist or even a doctor. He had no medical degree, no doctoral degree, no fellowships, he'd claimed. For 15 years, though, apparently he did attend a medical school a few years ago, but withdrew. His pilot qualifications may be in question as well. He has the highest type of license a pilot can have, but the FAA started looking into him. He was grounded by United after his medical and doctoral degrees evaporated, and he has now since resigned as an educator and a researcher at a hospital in Michigan. Doctors who worked with this guy were stunned. 58 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He'd been playing this role for years and years and years. He actually worked with a cardiology group in Detroit. They were paying him $250,000 a year to work on certain projects. And he also helped United as a pilot, training pilots on how to best handle either there were heart attacks on the plane, or let's say, God mm-hmm. forbid, there have been pilots who died of heart attacks while they were flying.
Well, that's why there's co-pilots.
Yeah, that's exactly why there are co-pilots, right? The pilot dies. What happened?
Yeah!
What happened? You got to have a co-pilot.
Hello.
And then, by the way, there are FedEx has enlisted Boeing. They say in the next 10, 12, 14 years, they want Boeing to develop the 767 or its equivalent to fly without a pilot. No pilot.
What?
They want the planes. They're FedEx.
But they still have to have pilots on board, right?
No. Nope. They want them. They're going to run them. They're
going to
fly them
board.
Like drones. They're going to set up in the Memphis office of FedEx
and fly
the planes all over the place with like drones. They have people
that
sitting.
That is scary.
It is kind of scary, isn't it?
That is scary.
Really pretty scary. All right. So anyway, this guy, fellow Hammond, he told everybody he had an MD, a PhD degree, worked for the Department of Defense in the medical field, helping them understand the kind of strain that pilots go through in the Air Force. And all of it's a sham. It was a complete fabrication.
Wow.
And how do you get away with this? Just is an amazing thing. I mean, I have a lot of respect for the guy, frankly.
Wow.
Able to pull it off for all these years. He started in 1992 working as a phony MD in the United Flight Center in Denver. He said that being a doctor there opened up doors at United for him. They thought it was very interesting that a doctor wanted to be a pilot, and they said, sure. He applied for funds. In 2005, he got a $2.8 million grant from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation to expand simulation training into medical settings. Matching funds brought in another $4.2 million. This guy applied for grants and got them. He videotaped heart attack treatment drills and explained to doctors and to pilots how to handle these emergencies on planes, that whole thing. Mm-hmm. This is amazing. Amazing story. And so, you know, people say, okay, well, he was a crook. I don't think he was. Nobody ever got hurt.
Right,
as a matter of fact,
hurt.
He helped a lot of people.
Oh, didn't he join the FBI, didn't he?
Is this what, Abagnale? Abagnale joined the FBI. He worked in the FBI until like a year or two ago. He was the chief fraud inspector for the check division.
Well, that was always
that's
my
how he got into the story.
That was always my contention was, you know, when these people like are hackers.
The hackers.
And,
right.
I mean, they hack into the Pentagon computers. Heck, don't jail them.
No.
Fire them.
Yeah, exactly. Hello.
I could never understand that.
All right. Nobody got this right. Nobody figured out what the story is with this fellow, Ted Eisenberg. So I will tell you quickly. Ted Eisenberg has performed more breast surgery operations than anybody else in the world. And he also is, as a little sideline, he enjoys competitive knife throwing. He uses tomahawks and knives and that sort of thing. He has won many contests, competitive knife throwing contests using scalpels and hunting knives and all kinds of things. So that's the story with the guy. He's the world's foremost breast surgeon and also the world's champion competitive knife thrower.
Okay.
All right. Isn't that a great story, though? That's two very interesting stories about two very interesting men.
That's all from us. So sit back and enjoy the journey.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
And now it's time for Letty's Easter Countdown, the part of the radio show where Letty comes out and counts down.
Only 12 days till Easter. I gave up dust bunnies for Lent. I'll be here a week.
This has been Letty's Easter Countdown. Tune in tomorrow for another Easter message.
VeggieTales presents 'Twas the Night Before Easter. Get ready to celebrate the season and discover what helping others is really all about.
I've been working on an Easter-themed musical, Up with Bunnies.
We need a star.
Cassie Cassava.
She's big time.
It's an all-new Easter adventure full of bunnies, music, and love. Featuring American Idol finalist Melinda Doolittle as Cassie.
Helping one another.
One great devil reason why we're here.
VeggieTales, 'Twas the Night Before Easter. Available at Walmart, Family Christian Store, stores, and retailers everywhere. Own it today on DVD.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We here on the Good Day program have been talking a lot about the helpful benefits of probiotics over the years. Our friends at Digestive Advantage, who make Sustanex, now have a formula to help you with a wider variety of gastrointestinal ailments before they become a problem, instead of treating the after effects like so many other brands do. You know about the special probiotics that are in Sustanex. Well, add to that. Digestive Advantage, unlike other probiotics, survive passage through stomach acids to grow in your digestive tract. Digestive Advantage also helps break down complex carbohydrates, which when they go undigested, trigger digestive problems. You know the story. Gas, bloating, diarrhea, those things. And with a strong immune system and with Digestive Advantage, you don't have these problems. So right now, get a 30-day supply for less than $10. That's right. The other comparable products are $20 and $30 a month. $10 a month for Digestive Advantage, available at drugstores and supercenters like CVS, Walgreens, and Target.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A discovery of more bones and a search for a possible serial killer. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with news that matters. Long Island, New York, located to the east of New York City, the suburbs of the city. Long Island is a strip of land about 120 miles long and famous for, among other things, its shoreline beaches facing the Atlantic. Well, along those shores, about halfway out on Long Island, police found the remains of four bodies back in December and four more within the past 2 weeks. The first four were confirmed to be that of female prostitutes who had advertised on Craigslist. The other bodies have not yet been identified. And then, yesterday, more bones were found.
Those bones will be transported to the Nassau County Medical Examiner's Office, where a determination as to whether they are human will be made.
That's State Police Captain James Dewar. Later in the day yesterday, another discovery. This is Police Detective Lieutenant Kevin Smith.
At around 3:30, officers discovered about 96 feet north off the parkway what appears to be a human skull.
Some are reluctant to use the term serial killer. The county executive of Suffolk County on Long Island, Ed Mangano, isn't shy away from that term.
We want to bring to justice this animal that has obviously taken the lives of a number of people.
Officials have expanded the area they are now searching with the possibility there are more victims. So far, no arrests have been made and no word if there are any suspects or, as police put it, persons of interest. Lieutenant Smith says this case continues to shock everyone with the discovery of more remains.
We have 8 sets out in Suffolk County already. We have 2 more now. It's all been very startling. All of it has been.
Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begon Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begon Max and defend what's yours.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on.
April is National Car Care Month, and with winter behind us, we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in now and save $40 on a spring maintenance package, plus save on all Michelin tires, and save an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of 4. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
On Wall Street, stocks ended mixed yesterday in a day of light trading. The Dow up a point to 12,381. S&P down 4. NASDAQ dropping 9 points. Crude oil prices were down for a change, dropping $2.87 a barrel yesterday to $109.92. A series of strong aftershocks continuing to jolt Japan. Two huge tremors with magnitudes of 6.3 hit today. The latest was off the country's eastern coast, not far from the crippled Fukushima nuclear power plant. Operators of the facility say they now think the accident involving four ruined reactors may be worse than the 1986 Chernobyl meltdown. Hey, do you know what today is? Today happens to be a day to celebrate because it's Tax Freedom Day. Wait a minute. Wait. No, no. It does not mean you don't have to pay your taxes. No. Tax Freedom Day, April 12th this year, means you're free of your tax burden after 102 days of work. The Tax Foundation says Americans will spend an average 28% of their income to pay federal, state, and local taxes this year. Each state has a different tax freedom date due to incomes as well as higher or lower state and local taxes. Connecticut residents take the longest to realize Tax Freedom Day. It's May 2nd this year. Mississippi had the earliest at came and went on March 26th. If you think you're working a long time for the IRS, this year is still far less than the 121 days people had to work back in 2000 to be tax-free. And finally, April 12th is a significant day in the history of space travel as well. This is the sound of the first launch into space with a human aboard 50 years ago today. Yuri Gagarin spent 108 minutes in space, which at the time was a blow to America's space program because it was done by the Russians. Of course, the U.S. skyrocketed ahead of the Russians years later when we made it to the moon first in 1969. And then on April 12, 1981, 30 years ago today, America launched its first space shuttle, the Columbia.
First space shuttle. And the shuttle has
Bob Crippen remembers that first shuttle flight. He was aboard the Columbia with astronaut John Young.
We were both excited, and it was obvious from the way John was jumping around after he climbed out of the cockpit that we knew it was a success.
Hopefully, John didn't climb out of the cockpit while it was in flight. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
At the Good Day Show, we never shut up.
Blah, 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 blah.
Will you shut up?
It's true. During the commercial breaks, after the show is over,
blah, 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 blah.
Hey, that's all we do is talk, so why miss any of it? And it's only in the Doug Club.
Join the Doug Club for exclusive interviews and behind-the-scenes fun.
At DougStepan.com. The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at DougStepan.com.
Alive.